Put him down slowly. Now take it easy, son. We're all right here.
Andy.
Now don't worry, Ben. You'll be all right. Just a few bruises, that's all.
Hey, great game, Benny. We shot him, didn't we? Great game.
Oh, no. Don't touch me.
Leave him alone, Moose.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Well, where'd you get it?
Head to toe. Now get out of here.
Oh, take it easy, Ben.
All right, no press.
Andy.
I'll see you later, boys. Clear the rock locker room, will you, please? No pictures. Come on, fellas. Give the boys a chance to dress, huh? Okay. How do you feel, Ben?
Don't send me in again, Coach. I can't take it anymore.
Relax, Ben. The game's over. You look great, just great.
Don't send me in again. I'm all through.
Best game ever, Ben.
Who won?
We won, Ben. You know that.
What's the score?
21-7.
What's the quarter?
What's the matter with him, Andy?
Brain concussion. Better get Doc up here. I'll keep working on him.
Now, wait a minute. Keep it to ourselves, Andy. No press leaks. We'll move him to the hospital when things quiet down. All right, take it easy, Ben boy. You'll be okay.
Andy.
You played the best game of your career today.
Andy. I'm cold.
Now, ice will make your legs feel better, Ben. And try to relax.
No matter what the coach says, I'm not going back in.
It's a great game, Ben. You can't miss All-America now.
Theater 5 presents The Marked Man.
I gave him a shot, and he finally dozed off. He's got a concussion, so they'll keep taking his blood pressure all night.
How long is he in for?
3-4 days.
Can he play next week?
That doesn't interest me right now.
Hey, Ben boy. This is Coach. You're looking better already. They all missed you at the bonfire, Ben. I told them you were resting up a little. We'd see them all later at the dance.
I don't feel much like dancing.
Well, of course you don't, Ben. Just stay here and take it easy. After a game like today, you deserve a rest.
I don't feel like playing ball either.
I'll stop by tomorrow. Take it easy.
Excuse me, is this Ben Pavlich's room?
He can't see anybody tonight, miss. He's pretty tired.
We had a date tonight. I've got to see him.
Mary, is that you?
Ben!
Tomorrow, miss.
Let her in, will you? Mary?
All right. Make it brief. We'll wait out here.
Hi, honey. I knew you'd come.
I would have been here sooner, but the information desk wouldn't tell me where you were. Are you all right?
Oh, not so bad now. They gave me a shot. Pretty punchy, though.
Punchier than usual.
Yep. Punchier than usual. I just can't remember much. What I can remember is all bad. You know, you're the first good thing I've seen all day.
Ben Pavlich, All-American. The newspaper boy should see you now.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the dance, honey.
There's always another dance, Ben.
You know, they're getting my number. Each week they clobber me a little more. I don't know if I can last another 3 more games. They're getting to me every play.
Ben, there's more to life than football. You don't have to play.
Yeah, what can I do? I'm Big Ben.
Time's up, miss.
I hate to see you like this, Ben. You can't go on or you'll be crippled for life.
Now, miss, time's up. Visiting hours are over.
Mary, I love you.
I was supposed to cheer you up, not cry. I'll be back tomorrow.
Don't forget, Mary.
Good night, Ben.
I'm going, too. I'll give you a ride home.
Thanks, Coach. Will he be all right?
Oh, sure. Just needs a little rest, that's all. Yeah, trainer can rig up a special bandage for that left knee. May slow him up a little, but he can still pass.
I don't mean that. I mean, he talked kind of funny.
Oh, that's just a letdown after a big game.
What a letdown. Why does he do it? Why does he have to do it?
Because he's a great football player. And he's great because he gives the game everything he has.
Broken bones, brain concussions. Is that everything?
Look, Mary, Ben Pavlich is an All-American. Two or three opposing players block or tackle him on every play, whether he carries the ball or not. Their aim is to cripple him or slow him down so he can't score against them. He's the marked man. That's the price of being great.
The marked man. If he keeps on this way, he'll be marked for life.
No, when he comes around, he'll realize how much the school is counting on him. And we're counting on you too, Mary. Don't forget that. Wow, Ben. You're up and out. That's great. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, I don't know, Coach. I don't feel much except stiff and sore.
Ah, you look great. Let's see, today's Wednesday, so why don't you just take the whole day off? Get a little whirlpool for the knees and a good massage. Thursday, you can sit in on the chalk talk and brush up on the opposition's plays. And Friday, you ought to run a little, get your legs in shape. With luck, you'll be going full steam on Saturday.
I don't know, Coach. I just don't think so. I mean, I'm just not coming around like I used to. Used to be, I was this far along by Sunday. Well, they're getting to me. Here it is Wednesday, and I'm just getting out of the hospital.
Well, the hospital's the best place in the world to get a rest. Believe me, when the pressure builds up this way, I'd like to spend a couple of days here myself.
Look, Coach, I'm starting to wonder how much I can take. How many more games before I'm in there for good?
Oh, now talk sense, Ben. You're the greatest athlete I've ever coached. You're the guy who gets the headlines and the All-American trophies. You don't get those for nothing, you know that. You got to take your knocks along with everybody else.
Well, I'm trying to think things out. Do I have to be a cripple to get a trophy? Now, Coach, this knee has been puffed up twice its size for 4 weeks now.
You still run on it?
And Andy packs it in ice after every game.
What are you trying to say, Ben?
I've had it, Coach. I don't want to play ball anymore.
You're quitting?
Yes, sir.
Well, isn't that sweet? Right in the middle of the first decent season this school has had in 12 years, Johnny Headlines goes soft.
Look, I don't want to let you down, Coach, but you've lost other players this season and with a lot less injuries than me. You've got 58 guys on this squad. Well, you yourself said that no man is indispensable.
Oh, don't sweet talk, Pavlich. That's my job. Your job is to run, kick, and pass. Every time two or three opposing players gang up on you, it springs somebody else loose for a gain. I've made you, Pavlich. I've collared every news hawk within shouting distance and tooted your horn. All right, so you're the guy that every enemy player hates for 6 days before the ball game. So they've got pictures of you in their locker rooms and memorize your every movement from last week's movies. You're the decoy and the prize goose rolled into one. You're the marked man, and I'm the man who marked you.
You know something, Coach? You're a real sweetheart.
I'm a businessman, Ben. Along with studying physical education, I graduated from business school with honors. I run a million-dollar business called football. I bought you away from 30 other colleges, and I've taken good care of you, Ben. Tuition, books, tutors, pocket money, summer jobs, and a name known all over the country. Now, what's more, you'll graduate, Ben. I've even seen to that. But now you're reading the price tag. For the first time, you're reading the price tag.
Everything I've got, I owe to you. Is that right?
That's right.
Look, Coach, I came here for a college education. I came here so I wouldn't have to work in the mill and shovel slag next to my old man. Don't you understand? Football meant a way of getting out, of getting somewhere. I'm 21 years old. Coach, I've got a lifetime in front of me, and I don't want to limp through it on this cane or become a punchy balloon salesman outside the park.
When we scouted you, we looked for something more than size and speed. We looked for something called guts or desire. We bought chicken, kid. You're scared.
You bet I'm scared. You just take your headlines and your awards and your trophies. Now, I'm telling you, I've had my share of knees in the belly and cleats in the face. From now on, I'm plain Joe Collins. No ice packs, no Novocaine, and no happy pills.
Benny, how long do you think you'll last around here without me?
What do you mean?
Do you think your tutors help you because you're a nice kid? You think you get passing grades on your tests because you're a student? You had trouble getting through high school. But here, every teacher you have was hand-picked because he's a football fan. You can do that on a big campus, you know? Or didn't you know?
No. I didn't know.
Now, Ben, I control every phase of your life. If you walk out of that door, you might as well keep walking right back to your steel town.
I'll take my chances.
You'll be back.
Thanks. Thanks for everything.
Mr. Pavlich, your recitation today was far from adequate. Possibly, if you attended more of our class sessions, you could keep up with your classmates.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get out of the hospital until yesterday afternoon, and I...
If you prefer the company of nurses to that of your professors and fellow students, Mr. Pavlich, that is our loss. Perhaps you didn't expect to be called upon. I'm afraid that we may have neglected you in the past, but we shall try to remedy that situation. Mr. Pavlich, it becomes more and more apparent that you have not kept abreast with the rest of the class so far this semester. I would like to see you in my office immediately at the conclusion of this session. Mr. Pavlich, I've just examined your attendance record again. I'm afraid that if you are absent one more time, you will have to withdraw from this course. And meanwhile, I'm going to give you a special makeup test next Monday to see if you can qualify for the midterm examinations.
Next semester, you better pick your own instructors.
Well, I doubt if there'll be a next semester.
Hey, Ben. The paper says you're quitting football. How come?
Oh, medical reasons.
Yeah, this is a tough one tomorrow, Ben. You know, the team really needs you.
Well, thanks for the pep talk, pal, but I'm all through.
What's the matter with you, Pavlich? Chicken?
Listen, hey, punk! Let me go. What I do with my life is my own business. Do you understand? Now get out of here!
Big slob.
It's a swell bunch of students on this campus.
It's only the beginning, Ben.
What right is a punk like that to tell me what to do?
None. But he didn't have to cheer you for last weekend either. Will I see you tonight?
Well, honey, I've got 4 tests Monday. I'll be in my room.
Call me if you need me, Ben.
At 8, Ben?
Hmm? Oh, Moose. Danny, Gene, hi. Now, what are you guys doing here?
Well, we snuck out of the isolation dorm, Ben, just to see you.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Here, sit down. I think I'll turn on the lights.
This isn't a social call, Ben.
Oh?
Now, look, Ben, believe me, we're your friends. We've been playing ball together now for 4 years. And you and I, Ben, we're a team within a team. I got your timing down so I know just when to open up the middle for you, don't I? Look, Ben, just put it on the line. Nobody likes to get hurt in this game. Nobody really likes to see anybody else get hurt. But it's all part of it. Football's a contact sport. You give a little, you take a little.
Look, Moose, I've had my share. I'm all done.
Ben, listen to me. Now, just listen. Some of us, Danny and me especially, we want to play pro ball next year. I guess you don't, Ben, but we do. If we're on a championship team, the pros will watch us. If not, we're out of luck.
Moose, you're 5 deep in every position.
Ben, you're the only guy who can do everything. You're the man. 3 more games, just 3 more games. If not for you, for us. We need you.
Please, listen to him.
Now, look, fellas, I don't want to let you down. You're the best friends I've ever had, but... Honestly, I can't take it anymore. My head aches all the time. I can hardly walk, and I haven't had a decent night's sleep in 6 weeks.
Are you scared? Really scared?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really scared, and I'm also in love with a wonderful, beautiful girl, and I don't want to walk on my heels for the rest of my life. Can't you see, fellas? I've had it. I'm all through.
Ben, we need you, and we can't let you quit. One way or the other, you got 3 more weeks of knocks.
It's your last chance, Ben.
Now, what's it going to be?
I'm all through with football.
All right. Okay, guys, that's enough. We don't want to cripple him for the game tomorrow. Sorry, Ben.
Please answer. Please.
Hello?
Mary.
Ben, what's the matter?
Mary, I gotta see you.
I can't get out of here till morning.
Please, honey. Meet me at the stadium. Nobody will see us. Please.
Half an hour.
Thanks.
It's funny seeing the stadium again at night. First time I saw it like this, I was a kid in high school. Yeah, they brought me here for a weekend visit, and I sneaked away that night after I went to bed. Just to look.
It's beautiful in a way, in the moonlight.
Yeah. Beautiful and scary. I can remember the coach that afternoon. He put his arm around my shoulder and said, "Son, I'll make you an All-American. You'll be out on that field with 80,000 people cheering for you."
That's a big dream for a boy.
Well, he didn't lie to me. I'm an All-American, and all the fans cheered. 80,000 of them. At $5 a head.
You've made good, Ben.
When I left home, I thought I was really going places. You know, honey, the truth is, I just put on another football jersey. I'd let a college education go by for 3.5 years. Learn more football. That's all.
You've learned a lot, Ben. Maybe not what you thought you'd learn. But you've learned that the cheers have to be bought and paid for. Look, you can see the whole campus from up here. That's what I wanted. Everything a campus means. And I had to have a scholarship to get it.
It's not too late, honey. I can still study and make my own kind of future. A future for us.
Maybe you can. But just remember that nobody owes you anything.
Believe in me. Just pick up the pieces when I'm down. Mary will never be rich, but we can have our own life. Just trust me.
But we can't be quitters, Ben. We've got to finish what we start.
Hey, will you help me tape this, Andy?
Sure, Ben.
Hey, Ben, we owe you an apology.
Yeah? The only thing you owe me is a little blocking.
Okay, you'll get it, champ.
Got a chance with Ben in there. Greatest football player I've ever coached.
He won't last a quarter. I'm getting the doctor right now.
Thank you, Mary. You got him back.
Forget it.
I understand your drama scholarship was renewed today, Mary. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Watching the game?
No. I don't dig athletes.
Hang on for 2 more weeks. I need him for 2 more games.
Mm-hmm.
Theater 5 has presented The Marked Man, written by Jim McGinn, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ralph Bell, Donald Buca, Ronald Liss, Corrine Orr, and Peter Rattray. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.